This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy warm sunshine with light breezes. In Haifa, it's equally sunny, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu calls Trump as Qatari mediators work in Tehran to keep the Iran deal alive, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the IDF reports it killed a key Hezbollah official responsible for a deadly 2007 attack on U.S. troops, as noted by the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, Iranian general warns that Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, reports JNS from earlier today. Separately, Trump says, Israel's strike in Beirut shouldn't have happened. We are close to an Iran deal, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Jane Yolen, the children's book author known for The Devil's Arithmetic, has died at 87, as reported by Forward earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. David M. Friedman, a former U.S. ambassador, posted just minutes ago that Jalen Brunson is one of the greatest Knicks ever, but reminded us not to forget Walt Frazier's legendary performance in 1970. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, reports a short time ago that Israeli settlers are setting fire to homes in the West Bank village of Burqa. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, shares that Iran finalized the U.S.-Iran agreement after midnight, citing timing differences for diplomatic framing. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the call between Netanyahu and Trump. Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu stepped out of an underground cabinet meeting to discuss the ongoing U.S.-Iran talks with Trump. Qatari mediators are in Tehran to keep these talks on track. The outcome could affect regional stability and nuclear policy. Turning to the IDF's recent operation, the Times of Israel details that the IDF targeted Ali Musa Dakduk in Syria. He was believed dead in 2024, but new intelligence led to this strike. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle threats from Hezbollah, impacting regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS covers the Iranian response to Israel's air raid on Beirut. An Iranian general has vowed retaliation, heightening tension in the region. This strike came after Hezbollah's drone attacks on the Galilee, signaling a potential escalation in hostilities. Also, I-24 News reports on Trump's comments regarding the Beirut strike. Trump criticized it, suggesting it could jeopardize progress toward an Iran deal. This reflects the delicate balance of diplomacy and military actions in the Middle East. And finally, Forward commemorates Jane Yolen's passing. Known for her impactful Holocaust literature, Yolen's work has educated generations about history. Her legacy will continue to influence the literary world and young readers globally. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business highlights that Israeli tech companies are seeing larger funding rounds, raising $8.6 billion in the first half of 2026. This is driven by a boom in AI and cybersecurity, indicating strong investor confidence in these sectors. Separately, Walla Business reports that the boycott on Israel could cost New York $37 billion. The Anti-Defamation League's report outlines the financial impact of the BDS movement on U.S.-Israel economic relations. And finally, CTEC reveals that former Microsoft and Tesla security leaders have secured $35 million for Pi. This startup focuses on analyzing code and cloud infrastructure to identify threats, showcasing Israel's innovation in cybersecurity. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.